Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
You're listening to Sheffield On, 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Mírame desde el fondo de nada me sirve, porque va creciendo el mal de fin del siglo. Síndrome de muerte, cuido mis amores. Síndrome de muerte, libre, protegido mis amores, sincero, positivo.
Yes, amigos, amigas, that was Iyapu, all the way from Chile. Yes, what I was going to say that, okay, yesterday was Mother's Day. Everybody was celebrating Mother's Day. I might sound pretty kind of like, I don't know, like a party pooper or something, what do you call it? But the thing is, like, I've always realized, you know, that my mother every day, you know, 365 days a week. So I realized, you know, that, you know, celebrating Mother's Day, celebrating Father's Day, Cat's Day, the Dog's Day, you know, all these things, consumism, you know, and consumerism. And, you know, they make you buy presents and all these things, you know, like, well, when my mother was alive, you know, I personally took it out, you know, maybe once a week we went out, or twice a week, you know, if I could afford it. You know, when I started working, you know, my mother and me were two, three days out. You know, we were in the pub, we'd go to a restaurant. You know, if I was in town, I would just buy her a present and she would say to me, what's this present for? I said, no, mom, because, you know, this is your mom, you know, and I thought that you might like this. You know what I mean? This is the way I approached my motherhood, you know. Because my mother was my mother every day, you know. She looked after me all my life, you know. So she didn't look after me just one day, you know. Today is my son's day. We're going to give him some food, you know. No. She gave me food every day. She clothed me every day. She looked after me. No, you know what I mean? this is what it is, you know, like human beings, you know, we look after each other, you know, we look for each other, we take care of each other, we love each other, you know. And this is one thing that my mother told me when I was very, very, very young. You know, I remember that the teachers in my primary school would say, hey, don't forget to bring some money because we're going to buy a present for Mother's Day, you know. And we will make a little card, you know, Mother's Day, you know. And I'd go along with it. And then, obviously, you know, my mother had to give me the money. So I was saying, Mom, can I have some money, please? She said, what do you want money for? You know, the lunch and breakfast that school is provided for. Well, what do you need the money for? You don't pay on the bus, you know, because you're a primary school student. You know, it's just that I told them, I said, look, you know, this is the teacher saying that we have to buy a present and buy a present, you know, for Mother's Day. And she said to me, you know, do you realize, you know, that I am your mother every day? Do you realize, you know, that it's not just one day? You don't see me just one day a year, do you? No, Mom, I live with you. Well, of course you do. Yes, that's what it is. So I'm your mother every day, so don't worry about that. You know, go along, okay, go along with the curriculum, you know, from school, you know, and here is a little bit of, you know, a few coins, you know. Just give them to the teacher, you know, carry on with it. She said, because I had to do the same thing. She was a school teacher as well, my mother, primary school and secondary school teacher. So she had to do the same kind of stuff, you know, part of the curriculum, part of the program that the teachers had to do, you know. So she said, oh, yeah, I have to do the same thing, you know, but even though, you know, I don't tell the kids nothing, you know, I just keep my mouth shut because obviously, you know, that would get me into trouble, you know, if I try telling them, you know, that Father Christmas doesn't exist, that the stork doesn't bring you, it's your mother who gives you birth, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I just, wow, man, you know, I was only about 6-7 years old. I already knew where babies came from. I already knew, you know, that Father Christmas didn't exist. I already knew, you know, that I didn't have to celebrate the Mother's Day once a year. So, man, I was kind of like, whoa, man. I would tell my friends at school, you know, my friends would say to me, really? Man, wow, your mom is really, really cool, man, you know, telling you all this stuff, you know, because they don't tell us anything, you know, our parents. I say, well, mate, you know, this is what it is, you know, this is depending on your background, you know, your family, you know, is the upbringing that you get, you know. So, yeah, man, and I'm afraid that all the mothers, you know, that came with us, you know, to England, you know, they were all, most of them have gone now, you know. So we are left here, you know, being parents ourselves, and I'm sure that some of us, you know, they keep the tradition going. I don't, you know, I told my kids, you know, don't worry about Father's Day or Mother's Day, you know, because it's just done on, you know, it's all consumism, you know, like they make you spend money. And then they invented, you know, I mean, I never heard of Father's Day when I was a kid, never did, you know. I don't know who came with the idea, you know, probably somebody who wanted to make a bit more money, you know, that because the only people who actually have a good time during these festivities, these celebrations, are the business, you know. Yeah, they sell cars, they sell, I don't know, presents, you know, for mothers and fathers. And then they came with something else's day. And, you know, I mean, we live on this earth, you know, we got everything. We got a mother, we got a father, we got, you know, everything right there, you know. Some of us, you know, we lost our mothers now. They're all up in heaven because our mothers, you know, are for us, our mothers go to heaven. And our fathers also go to heaven. And everybody who we love, they go to heaven, right? So there we are. And when we came over to England, you know, the Chileans I'm talking about, you know, and I'm sure some other nationalities, the same situation went through, they went through, you know. So, yeah, we came when we were really, really young, you know, and we grew up in England, you know. I've been here 50 years, can you imagine that? All the people have been the same the same length of time. Others have been a bit less, you know, but we've been most of our lives in the UK, you know, in England. And we've seen all these things, you know, but our parents, you know, at home were giving us a little double education, you know, not criticizing or anything, you know, because we were part of this world, this society, you know. We didn't come to impose our ideology, our culture, no. No, we were part of this culture as well. We had to learn how to live in the UK, in England, you know, and share with the English population. So, our belief was our belief, but we didn't go around the town, you know, beating people up, thinking, oh no, you gotta do this, you gotta, no. What we did to show the English community, you know, what we were all about, you know, we have parties, Chilean party, for example, you know, with Chilean food, Chilean dancing, Chilean music, you know, and everybody Chilean, you know, and we invite all our English friends, you know, that come along, you know, and social workers, you know, who helped us when we first arrived in the UK, you know, they would bring their own friends, families, you know, and get to know each other, and we share our cultures, you know, and we keep our culture, you know, at home, you know, with our families. When we go out of the house, we walked out of that door, we are in the English culture, in the UK culture, British culture. So this is what it is, you know, respect for each other's cultures, you know, and that's how the world should be, you know. If I go to somebody's house, you know, I have to respect, you know, their customs, you know, their habits or whatever, you know. If I don't like it, you know, I just go out. I go back home. You know what I mean? It's simple as that, but don't impose, you know. So this belief about the Mother's Day thing, you know, it's a thing going on. Okay, fair enough. Halloween is another thing, you know, that in Chile, now in Chile they celebrate Halloween, I don't know, because it's become international, you know, now everyone celebrates Halloween, you know, and now I've seen pictures on Facebook of my nephews, you know, the younger generation of my family, you know, all painted faces, you know, they all go around, you know, doing the same thing, you know, the same thing, exactly the same, but in Chile, right? So there we are, you know, we adopt certain customs, you know, from different cultures, and that's the beauty of this world, you know. We share cultures, you know, we share everything, you know. We don't get separated. Oh no, I cannot do that, no, because I am, you know, so. No, we are here and we share. Everybody shares in everything. So that's the beauty of living in this world, because it's a variety of cultures, ethnic minorities, races, you know, colors, you know, everything, right? And we are all here with one purpose, you know, is to live. That's very simple. We live here. And the purpose of surviving is to look after our planet. Simple as that. I keep going on about it. You know, somebody said to me one day, why you keep going on about this environmental thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's all bull. I said, no, wait a minute, man. You know, look at the rivers now. They're all polluted. You know, all the water is polluted. And everything affects us, humans, you know. A polluted river affects us. Everything affects us. The air in the air with poisonous gases and stuff affects us, you know. So we're all in the same, on the same boat, you know what I'm saying? And if we choose our leaders to be in power and to look after us, and they don't do the job, there we go. We got the freedom to say no. We don't like that, you know. I elected you. I voted for you because you were promising us all this and that. But nowadays, I'm afraid. You know, politics, you know, the more I get to know politics, the least I'm interested in them. I'm interested now in surviving and the environment and the planet, you know. So, yeah, I'm not trying to convince anyone of, you know, this is the way to be or no. Everyone's got the right to choose their own path. You know, you choose your own way, you go your way, you go their way, you go away. For as long as you respect each other, and we respect each other, it's fine, you know, because a well in the same, thinking the same way, doing the same thing, you know, it'll be boring, you know. That's why variety, that's why whoever invented, created this world, invented variety, you know. You got variety, you got the desert, you got the ocean. That's variety, that's the two different things, right? So if there was no variety, if everything was the same, how boring that could be. How boring, you know? It would be very, 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 very boring. Anyway, amigos, let's play a little bit of music and let's hope that, you're going to enjoy it. This is I'm gonna play a little extract. It's in Spanish, okay? It's our president, Salvador Allende, socialist, democratically elected socialist president that was elected in 1970. In 1973, there was a coup organized by the CIA, FBI, the United Nations, not United Nations, sorry, United States. Well, the United Nations, so afterwards, you know, they came to help us to get out of the country and to help us to go into exile instead of being executed or tortured back in our own country. So, yes, the United States, with all the companies and agencies, you know, they all organized this, Henry Kissinger, Richard Nixon, you know, and all that lot of gangsters, you know, from the United States organized this. And this is a president who got elected, democratically elected, the first ever socialist president to be democratically elected, people voting, elected, you know what I mean, in South America. The first one. Then afterwards, there were others, you know, that came along because people could see the example of what this president could have done if they had, if he had finished his mandatory, you know, his government, his days in office. But unfortunately, he was doing so well, and there was so much boycott, so much blockade, so much criticism, so much badness against this fella. That's all. The last thing they organized was a coup. The armed forces attacked the palace of government. They killed him, and they arrested a lot of the people, you know, from the socialist supporters. We lived for 3 years. We had the privilege to live through socialism. And that's why I keep saying to everyone, have you ever lived through socialism? Have you actually lived through socialism? Proper socialism I'm talking about. Because Salvador Allende was a proper socialist in the world, to be honest. Nowadays, you get socialist presidents, they're presidents all around the place, but they're all taking advantage of the situations, you know, and they're filling their pockets, that they're twisting the ideology of socialism. You know, this guy who I'm talking about, Salvador Allende, he was the example for the whole world, not just Latin America. In Algeria, Middle East, everywhere, he was well known because this guy was doing something positive and he was showing us, the world, you know, what socialism is all about, you know, for real. Unfortunately, of course, you know, human beings, you know, we cannot be all 100% happy, you know, or honest, you know. Some people took advantage of the situation. Some people took advantage and they were using the word socialist, socialism, you know, and for their own gains, you know, for their own purpose, you know. So, yeah, all that stuff, you know, plus the media was organized by the right wing, you know. Brainwashing everyone. Oh, yeah, socialists, you know, communists, you know. They don't know the difference between socialism and communism, so they don't know. We know. We Chileans, who ask any Chilean who came here as a political refugee, he or she will give you a lecture on what's between socialism and communism and what it is to live in a socialist society. People here, they go, oh, yeah, no, communists, you know, oh, God, you know, like attacking Jeremy Corbyn because the media tells you to attack Jeremy Corbyn, right? Jeremy Corbyn, he was a real socialist. you know, and because of the media not allowing him to actually participate and be out there, he could have been the prime minister of this country and things could have been different. But no, no, people going, no, no, oh, no, Jeremy Corbyn, Jeremy Corbyn. And they take the mickey out of him, they take the mickey out of his ideas, they take the mickey out of his plans, out of his program, and they accuse him of this, they accuse him of that. And the only the thing right now, you know, nowadays, it's fashionable to accuse somebody of anti-Semite. It's very fashionable. Oh, he's anti-Semite, you know. So with that, that person becomes an enemy. Oh my God, anti-Semite, you know, you cannot do that, you know, you have to respect, you know. No, 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 no. What I'm saying here, right, is, again, people should know what socialism and communism are. What's the difference between those two? They should know what the Semitism and Zionism are about. The difference between those two. And when those people say they attacked Israel, they attacked Israel, they're attacking Zionism, the Zionists. They're attacking Netanyahu. They're not attacking the regular Jew in the country. They're not the Jewish community. Even the Jewish community in Israel are anti-Zionist. You know? So, and that's what we go for. And back again to Jeremy Corbyn. They were discredited by the media, by the newspapers, by the TV, by people. You mention Jeremy Corbyn, they all go, oh, no, no. They all cry because they don't know, you know. You know, Neil Kinnock, if he was allowed, he would have been much, a fantastic politician. You know, we got all these people that have been put down, you know, being kind of like isolated, you know, and attacked, you know, because we live in a capitalist society, and that's what it is. You know, and money is all what it is. It's all what it is. Business, you know. So anyway, as I said, I'm going to play you a little bit of this guy's speech, the last speech. You know, I'm not going to go too long. It's a couple of minutes. And this is the president that we elected in Chile in 1970, you know, democratically elected and criminally taken out, murdered, assassinated with the help of the United States of America. You know, that's the United States. It's the most warmonger country. You know, they organize wars. They want to control the whole world, you know, and then they attack other places, you know, that are doing fantastically well. Or they block them, they discredit them, you know. So here we are. It's a struggle. To be a leftist in this world is a struggle, you know. It's a very, very big struggle. And unfortunately, you know, lots of people are giving up because at the same time, you know, some of the leftists, you know, they're taking advantage of this and they're twisting things around and misusing it. Misusing the word socialist, you know, to me they're not, okay? So therefore, I've decided to just save the environment, save the NHS, for example, you know, and we go there and we have to save that because this is the pride of the UK, you know what I'm saying? This is fantastic. It's something that doesn't happen around in the world. So there we go. Here is Salvador Allende with a few words for you.
Yo no voy a renunciar. Colocado en un tránsito histórico, pagaré con mi vida la lealtad del pueblo. Y les digo que tengo la certeza que la semilla que entregáramos a la conciencia digna de miles y miles de chilenos, no podrá ser cegada definitivamente. Tienen la fuerza, podrán avasallarlo, pero no se detienen los procesos sociales ni con el crimen ni con la fuerza.
suelo venezolano. Le dio la fuerza a tu voz, Simón Bolívar, Simón. Nació de tu Venezuela y por todo el tiempo vuela como candela tu voz, como candela que va señalando un rumbo cierto en este suelo cubierto de muertos con dignidad. Simón Bolívar, Simón.
Homens, gosto de tudo, dos morenos, dos mulatos, dos branquinhos, dos loirinhos e dos crioulos, porque só tem que ser homem.
É.
Tem homem corno, homem baixo, homem gordo, homem ingrato, safado, careca, cabeludo, viado, ousado, tem muito, tem muito, tem muito, tem muito homem. Pois é, tem muito homem. Tem que impor respeito, saber ouvir falar, escutar, ter dinheiro, celular, ser bom de cama e te respeitar. E se o homem não tiver nenhuma dessas virtudes, saia de perto e tome uma atitude. Porque o verdadeiro homem, ele te ama, te trata com carinho, com respeito e amor, e vai te dar por toda a vida grandes felicidades, serão felizes. Esse é um homem de verdade, pois é. Gosto de todo, dos morenos, dos mulatos, dos branquinhos, dos loirinhos, dos loirinhos e dos crioulos. Só tem que ser homem. Tem homem corno, homem baixo, homem gordo, homem ingrato, safado, careca, cabeludo, viado, ousado. Tem muito, tem muito, tem muito, tem muito homem. Pois é, tem muito homem. Que se preza tem que impor respeito, saber ouvir falar, escutar, ter dinheiro, celular, ser bom de cama e te respeitar. E se o homem não tiver nenhuma dessas virtudes, saia de perto e tome uma atitude. Porque o verdadeiro homem, ele te ama, te trata com carinho, com respeito e amor, e vai te dar por toda a vida grandes felicidades, serão felizes. Esse é o homem de verdade, esse é o homem de verdade. Pois é, é esse, é esse. Esse é o homem de verdade. Pois é, pois é. Tem muito homem pelas ruas, nos bares, à noite, de madrugada. É, eu gosto de todos. Tem muito, tem muito, tem muito, tem muito, tem muito, tem muito homem. Thank you.
muchacho. Esta canción nació de un pensamiento.
¿Es así?
Y yo solo pienso en ti, mi niña bonita.
Mi amor.
Oye, tú reconoces un hit cuando lo oyes.
Lo que siento por ti es ternura y pasión. Tú me has hecho sentir que hay en mi corazón tanto amor, tanto amor.
Yo nací para ti, tú también para mí. Y ahora sé que morir es tratar de vivir sin tu amor, sin tu amor.
Mi niña bonita, mi dulce princesa, me siento en las nubes cuando tú me besas. Y siento que vuelo más alto que el cielo, si tengo de cerca el olor de tu pelo.
Lucero, se queda pequeña la frase te quiero. Por eso mis labios te dicen te amo. Cuando estamos juntos más nos enamoramos.
Lleno de romance y alegría, de bello detalle cada día, nena, ¿quién lo diría? Que de ti yo me enamoraría, y que sin tu amor no viviría. ¿Cómo sabía que esto pasaría, que ibas a ser mía y que yo querría
amarte
por siempre?
Mi niña bonita.
Mi niña bonita, mi dulce princesa. Me siento en las nubes cuando tú me besas. Y siento que vuelo más alto que el cielo, si tengo de cerca el olor de tu pelo.
Mi niña bonita, brillante lucero, se queda pequeña la frase te quiero. Por eso mis labios te dicen te amo. Cuando estamos juntos más nos enamoramos. Aquí hay amor.
Chino y Nacho,
mi niña bonita,
Richie Peña,
tú y únicamente tú,
mi niña bonita,
Magna.
Esto es un hit mundial, Magna de Dios.
Un disco más que te hará recordar el romance de tu vida y de mi vida, donde hallé la fe perdida que no habrá de recordar. Un disco más que tú vas a escuchar y que te juro te hará recordar esos días memorables del pasado, porque si en verdad se amaron nunca se puede olvidar. Si lo bailas piensa en mí, tengas un amor ya florecido, jamás te habrá querido cual te quiero a ti. Y si lo bailas piensa en mí, si lo cantas piensa en mí, que tú tengas un amor ya florecido, jamás te habrá querido cual te quiero a ti. Y si recuerdas esta melodía, recordarás también que fuiste mía cuando me besabas locamente, jurando eternamente quererme a mí. Cuando me besabas locamente, jurando eternamente quererme. quiero. Hazle creer al mundo que no es así, porque existe la envidia de tal manera que descubrir pudiera lo que hay en ti. Niégalo y di que soy yo lo que me tienes, que no has sentido nunca nada por mí, que ni siquiera guardas de mí un retrato y que jamás un beso de amor te di, que ni siquiera guardas de mí un retrato y que jamás un beso de amor te di. Sabes que yo me muero por tu cariño, que doy hasta mi vida por tu querer, pero niégalo todo, di que no es cierto, para que nadie trunque lo que ha de ser. Niégalo todo, di que no es cierto, para que nadie trunque lo que ha de ser. Yo me muero por tu cariño, que doy hasta mi vida por tu querer, pero niégalo todo, di que no es cierto, para que nadie trunque lo que ha de ser. Dígalo todo, di que no es cierto, para que nadie trunque lo que ha de ser.
¡Eso!
El rebelde del acordeón,
Celso Piña.
Monterrey, una cumbia colombiana para todo el mundo.
Okay, amigos, we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to say thank you very much to everyone out there who stayed with us until this time. I hope that you guys are going to join me again next Monday, and I will announce something next Monday. Something's happening this second week in April, but not confirmed yet. But I will let you know on Monday, next Monday. If you tune in, you'll find out. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Kido. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, all of you guys who were in touch with me. I hope that you're going to join me again, as I said, you know, next week. And I'm going to ask you again, you know, as I usually do, please love one another and free Palestine.
Amanecer, volver a renacer y aparecer, todo lo que yo te doy.